The Voices.Earth podcast series is brought to you by the .Earth domain. In each episode, we shine a light on organizations and individuals who are part of the growing .Earth tribe, as well as those outside of our tribe who are all making our planet a better place. In this Voices.Earth podcast interview, we are speaking with David Wilkinson, who's the co-creator of the Camp.Earth, which is a luxurious campsite experience located near Byron Bay, Australia, that aims to give back to the planet. And David, how are you doing today?
I'm doing well, thanks, Matt. How are you doing?
Doing well. Thanks for joining us today. And before we talk about the camp, tell us more about how the idea came about. And I think I read on your website you wanted to slow down and have a more fulfilling and sustainable life, which is inspiring. Would love to hear more about that.
Yeah, so that certainly was the plan. And that is the end goal. So my wife and I, Tegan, who is the other creator of the camp and all things that we've been creating over the last few years, we're living in Sydney, New South Wales here in Australia. And we met about 8 to 9 years ago, working in a pub together. And so we were right into the city life when we first met, and we found kind of different careers as time went on, and we built ourselves a bit of a life in the city. But eventually it just became a bit too draining on us. I guess we're kind of extroverts, but we like our own space and we like being in the outdoors. And I personally grew up on the west coast of Australia in a city called Perth. And it's a much smaller city to Sydney itself. And my wife grew up in Sydney, and we kind of both had this tendency to get away when possible and to spread our legs. So after we kind of finished our studies and I'd become a carpenter and builder, and my wife had become a naturopath, Tegan had become a naturopath. We were living on the northern beaches in Sydney, and kind of this is where the seed started kind of started to sprout, a better idea of getting away. We were spending hours every day in the car. Yeah. Every job I was working on, I was driving. We were both driving at least 3 hours a day and just kind of missing out on a lot of time together and a lot of time to kind of relax. And by the end of the day, we were just that exhausted with how things were going. And this at the same time, kind of our obsession with cabins and cabin life started to grow, and it got a bit deeper. And so we initially kind of had the idea of just moving to the country and building a big cabin land, a cabin resort. But obviously resources are a real thing and we don't have the money. Hey, I've just got a truck driving past me here. I'm just in the bush at the moment, out in the hinterlands of Byron Bay. So let's let this guy pass on through.
That's perfect. That gives this podcast even more context, you know, especially when our listeners visit the camp.earth. They can see you are definitely out there. That's awesome. Sorry, keep going, David.
Yeah, sure. Thanks, man. Yeah, so what we decided on doing was kind of getting out as much as possible and exploring New South Wales. We wanted to stay close enough to family and friends, and there's so much for us to see here. So we were renting a little beach shack on the northern beaches. So we put it up on Airbnb, and whatever weekends we got a reservation, we prepared the house and packed up our car and we hit the road. And so we stayed at whatever kind of glamping, camping, like eco retreat we could find up and down the coast. We kind of picked all the bits and pieces that we thought were epic and we liked, and then we saw some things that we'd potentially do differently. And this idea of this cabin land kind of molded, and as we got a bit more realistic about our budget and the way we could work, we landed on this idea of leasing or doing a rev share with landowners in the area that we now live in now, which is Byron Bay region, and setting up these prefabricated, environmentally friendly cabins and leasing them out to holiday makers for those who are keen on getting outdoors and slowing down. And as part, like as a byproduct, we found ourselves living in Byron Bay and we've slowed our own life down.
That's great.
I think that's it. That's where we are at this stage.
That's fantastic. That's awesome. And I've certainly spent time on your site and looking at some of the camps here that you have, and your Instagram feed is really awesome. And tell us about some of the guests that you attract, because it definitely has kind of a glamping vibe to it. We'd love to hear who your typical guest is.
Yeah, okay. So we predominantly do bookings through our own website, and we have guests coming in mainly through Instagram, as you just mentioned. the labor of love of Instagram. To be honest, neither Tegan and I are really, we're not too fond on social media. We kind of do it as a necessity as opposed to really enjoying it. It's just one of the parts, but it's been really successful for us. And it's a good way to actually have a good conversation with those who stay.
Yeah.
So initially, because we only opened up, we've only been in operation for the five to 6 months. So initially, it was a lot more local people because the bookings had kind of just opened up. So we had people coming down from the city in Brisbane, which is the capital city up in Queensland. We're on the border of Queensland. So initially, we just had people who were trying to get away from that life. And now we've got quite a broad range as far as where they're coming from. We're finding young professionals, couples, and small crews of friends who just want to get away from the city. And they don't necessarily want the hustle and bustle of a busy town. They want to just set up a campfire and relax and explore. So they're predominantly the people we've had coming in. And then there's a few people, because our cabin, which we built in Sydney, is actually it's what you'd call a tiny house. It doesn't have a bed in it, so this first setup we have. So we've had some people who are really interested in the tiny house movement, and they've come to stay to get a bit of an idea. And then we've had glampers who've apparently stayed in dozens of different glamping sites, and those who are trying it for the first time. But it gets the common denominator is it's people that just want to slow down a little bit and come and live off-grid for a short period of time and play some board games.
Yeah, that's great. And, you know, you can't fault people in this day and age. We're bombarded by news. We're bombarded by social media. It's just a little bit overwhelming, modern society these days. So it makes a lot of sense that a lot of people want to unplug and come spend time at your cabin. And one of the things I noticed from your site is that just overall sustainable living is important to you and your guests. Tell us more about that.
Yeah, well, I mean, this is something that's kind of been bleeding through Tegan and I for a long time. Tegan's as deep as her diet. She's lived on a vegan diet for quite some time. We're both quite realistic about life. We understand that we live in a society and we benefit a lot from the society, and there's so much great that comes from. But I think we can all be doing a lot better. I think what really shocks me and what really has got me motivated in the last year or so was just the realization that over 50% of the industrial CO2 emitted into the atmosphere of this planet has been emitted in the last 30 years. So since Seinfeld started, or since my birth, we've pumped that much carbon into the atmosphere. And the science is just so evident for myself and the majority of the world and the majority of the world scientists that carbon is a problem. And so we really couldn't imagine starting a business that wasn't in some way trying to move towards a better world and a better, more sustainable world. And I think one of the best ways to kind of move towards that is with starting conversations and opening up people's eyes. So we wrote like a little bit of a mission statement thing, which I don't really like to call a mission statement, but our plan and our goal was just to expose as many people to off-grid living as possible. And so when it came to designing the camp, we really wanted like a no compromise experience of off-grid living. We're energy neutral at the moment, and we're working on our program to become carbon neutral and offsetting travel of our guests arriving, offsetting everything we can and building that into the product and building that into the experience. And hopefully people walk away with a bit more of an idea and understanding of how life can be done off-grid. And it's just a stunning experience for everyone. So that's kind of our little bit that we're trying at.
That's great. And I also understand that $20 of each bookings is being donated to, is it Sea Shepherd Australia? Is that the organization?
That's right. Yeah. So we struck up a relationship with Sea Shepherd early on in the piece, just when we had concept drawings, really. We thought it was pretty important just to embed that payment, that kind of donation straight into the payment. So regardless of like how busy you get with kind of working around other things, that's kind of like embedded and built into our pricing model. We signed up with 1% for the Planet, which is a program co-started by the creator of Patagonia, the clothing brand. They asked companies to commit to donating 1% of profit, not sales, but profit, to a cause that is environmentally leaning. So we signed up with them to kind of keep us in check. And I'm really glad we did do that because it's embedded, yeah, like in kind of the soul of the business are those donations. So that's been going well. And we hopefully, you know, we'll just increase it as we go along.
That's great. Awesome. And then obviously your website is thecamp.earth. You are a .earth domain name user, which is awesome. And I think on your site, you mentioned that .earth represents the philanthropic arm of your venture, which you were just talking about. So tell us why you chose .earth and all that good stuff.
Yeah, well, that's, I'm a bit of a .earth pest. I own a few of the domains, actually. That came from early days, just designing our brand and kind of coming up with what we could. And I did like a trademark search, and the camp had kind of already, someone in Australia was using it for, well, it didn't look like they were really using it too much, but I thought we had to develop on it. And then I was exploring the different domains, and then the .earth just kind of hit me. And then we figured that we'd design our blog and kind of our movement around it. If we embed the idea of sustainability and eco-living into that, our name, then we're a better chance at kind of sticking to it. And so that's why we chose the .earth domain. And it's pretty uncommon here in Australia, the different domains. So it's, initially it was actually quite a bit of a pain because explaining to people my email and things. But people are kind of wrapping their head around it now. People ask about it. It's nice to have a label to refer to when we're talking about our philanthropic arm of the business. So that's how we landed on .earth.
That's great. So, David, what is your future vision for the camp.earth?
Yeah, so the idea was to build our first cabin, make our way up here in the Northern Beaches, and then use kind of that profit from that cabin to start building a carbon neutral cabin. And so we're underway now. I'm happy to talk about it. We've just designed our next cabin, which is going to be a self-contained cabin. So it's not glamping as such. And we're calling it the cabin. So we've got the camp. We're going to have the cabin. Our next project might be the A-frame, perhaps. And we're just going to build ourselves a little network of carbon neutral, unique stays. They're all going to be off-grid. And that's where I am right now. I'm out at site of our next stay. I'm overlooking the ocean and the lighthouse at Byron Bay. And we've got a pretty special spot. So by Christmas this year, our second cabin will be up and running. And then we're developing our carbon offset program. So we're starting to plant a koala corridor, which is what we call it. It's a section of trees to encourage koalas on our land where the camp's set up. And we'll start building and working out our land here at the cabin. And slowly just sustainably build on this idea that we've got.
That's outstanding. You know, David, it's inspiring. It's too bad I'm located in New England in the United States. It's too bad it's rather far away for me to go, but I would love to stay at the camp. It sounds fantastic. And is there surfing there too, just out of curiosity?
Yeah, absolutely. Byron itself didn't have much industry for a long time, and there was just a pocket of surfers who discovered it in the 60s. As far as, you know, white Caucasian settlers making their way, obviously the indigenous folk in the area have known the secret for millennia. But yeah, the Byron Bay itself is a hot spot for surfing. I don't know how many visitors we get a year, hundreds of thousands of visitors every year. So the door is always welcome, open, Matthew, for you. And we'll have to somehow work out how to offset your carbon for flying over here. But you need to get out and explore.
Yeah, exactly. That's awesome. You know, David, this has been a pleasure speaking with you. Is there anything else to add today before we sign off?
No, I really appreciate your time, and I really appreciate anyone who's taken the time to spread the word and to open their ears and to all everyone who's listening. I'm just really grateful for your time and your work that you're building on spreading the word of sustainability. And so thank you. Thanks for your time. That's all I have to say.
Awesome. That's great. And for all of our listeners, you just heard an exclusive Voices.Earth podcast interview with David Wilkinson, who's the co-creator of the Camp.Earth, which, as you heard, is a luxurious campsite experience located near Byron Bay, Australia. And of course, David's very tied into sustainability, and he's actually looking to grow his effort there with the camp. And David, thank you so much for your time today.
Thanks again, Matt. Thanks for your time.
Thank you for listening to this segment. .earth is a real live internet domain that anyone can use. Listeners can go to our Voices.earth site to find out what others are doing with their unique .earth domains. Through Voices.earth, you can also secure your own .earth domain name through all major registrars.